I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of the country.
The arts are an important component of a healthy, vibrant community. They can reflect community values, identify and explore issues, encourage dialogue, and provide individuals an opportunity to creatively express their vision and life experiences. The Borealis Art Guild in Hibbing wants to revitalize the arts in their community.
My name is Shane Tremontine. I am the director of the Borealis Art Guild, and our mission is to support a visible and vibrant art community in Hibbing and the Mid-Range area through education and encouragement of art and artists. Borealis was founded in 2015. What had happened was our founders had retired from the cities, and they wanted to take some acrylic painting classes. And they found that the art association that was here prior was in the process of dissolving. So they thought that they could create an art organization that could help improve Hibbing's area culture and bring the arts back to Hibbing.
So tell me a little more specifically about what goes on here.
So what we try to do here is we have a gallery space that highlights an artist every month, as well as a consignment shop for the local artists to be able to sell their works. What we also do is hold 5 to 6 workshops a month of workshops that are of different mediums, different forms of art, be it from painting, drawing, stained glass, or even some small sculpturing and other types of work. In the initial part of setting up the organization, they had formed an action committee, and one of the main goals of the action committee was to find a location downtown, right on Main Street, that could be the home of Borealis. They were just looking to rent a space, and they had been told that they should probably buy a building. So they decided on the Montgomery Ward building, which was a very historic building in Hibbing at the time. They purchased the building, and that has become our home here on Main Street.
I was talking with Shane in the gallery, a relatively small space facing Howard Street, Hibbing's Main Street. A connecting room has the retail space where members can display some of their creations for sale. Another contains a large format printer. Down a corridor is a large studio space that is available for members' use, as well as the location for classes. I discovered that Borealis has a second studio location a few blocks away.
The second location is the old Atlas Vans building, or the old Firestone building, right across from the Hibbing PUC. In that building, what we do is our more dirtier, messier mediums that require a lot more dust and kind of keep it over there so it doesn't interfere with the paints and drawings. And currently we have a stained glass studio down there. We're about to open our wood carving studio. Our goals down there are to also have a ceramic studio and a metalworking studio.
In these spaces, they offer a number of classes. Some upcoming opportunities include classes on pencil portrait drawing, oil painting, wood burning, stained glass, and Ukrainian egg painting.
When we have the classes, we shoot for an attendance rate of about 15 to 20 students. For us, that would be a decent-sized class. Now, obviously, that depends on the type of class and how much of the equipment that we have for those classes. So the instructors are local artists who have a reputation, whose works of art have either inspired other members of the organization or they've been well-renowned, so like Terry Mutchie, who used to be a school teacher at the Lincoln Elementary School.
In addition to individual classes, they have others targeted at specific groups.
Some of our goals is to work with the Hibbing School District, the Hibbing Chamber of Commerce, and some of the nursing homes in our area to implement programs to help the community members that are in those areas. Partnering with the school to target at-risk teens and kids to help steer them away from some of the issues that are in our community. And with the nursing homes, kind of reinvesting the elderly back into the community and showing them the joys that art can bring and help with their lives.
As with many nonprofit organizations, volunteers are vital to the success of the Borealis Art Guild.
We are definitely volunteer-driven. We have a need for a lot of different types of volunteers. Currently, our volunteers are our members, and they volunteer at the desk, help setting up workshops, taking down workshops, as well as going out to the different organizations in town and talking with them about the mission and the goals.
They've had a strong beginning, and I asked Shane about plans for the future.
Borealis is really focused right now on establishing ourselves. our future goals, we would definitely like to expand our downtown presence, have a more of a full-time gallery that may have larger exhibits, as well as developing more programs, getting into graphic design and editing photographs and being more holistic of the art process in the digital media, as well as the physical forms. We hope to be able to grow and continue developing both of our locations.
The Borealis Art Guild in Hibbing, supporting local artists and encouraging a stronger, more vital community. For Northern Community Radio, I'm Grant Frazier, and this is Close to Home.
Got the hoodie on back to my hotel room, where I got me a date with a pretty little girl from Greece. She promised she'd be right there with me when I paint my masterpiece.